الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى: قالت إحداهما يا أبت استأجره إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين. صدق الله العظيم.
Most respected ulama, elders, brothers and mothers and sisters that may be listening from home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our master, our cherisher, our nourisher, our provider, our sustainer. And we send the choicest of salutations, salawat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. We also make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the opportunity in a short space of time to witness the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. O Allah, allow us to reach the month of Ramadan in a condition that we are able to take maximum benefit from this beautiful month. Some months back we had discussed a topic in one of the Jumu'ahs around the rights of employees. And today I wish to expand on that topic and that relationship between employers and employees, and look at the rights of employers and consequently the obligations, the requirements for employees, and what would constitute a good Muslim pious employee. Islam provides a comprehensive framework for all employment relations to ensure that there is justice, that there is balance between employers and employees. In fact, in all types of transactions you will find where there are two parties with different rights and obligations, the Sharia outlines a framework wherein both parties can work in a cohesive manner so that both parties fulfill each other's rights and the transaction is done in such a way that it does not relate to any dispute. So there is a lot of emphasis that is placed in the Quran and Hadith on the rights of workers, the rights of employees, the rights of those who are doing work for somebody else. Sometimes they may not be an employee, they may be a contractor that is contracted out for some services. And we will find that the Sharia, when it comes to those who are in a position of authority, the Sharia will always have greater guidelines for those individuals. So the employer, the person that is contracting the services, the lessor, normally they are in a position of authority and therefore there are a lot of warnings against abusing that position of authority. But in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also provides certain rights, certain obligations for those that are providing those services. A just and fair working relationship requires that both parties fulfill their duties and their responsibilities. So to ensure cohesive social justice in the community and in society, the Sharia recognizes that both parties have to play a role. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and it's a lengthy incident with regards to Musa alayhi salam and the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salam. But we will just touch on this verse because this verse outlines two qualities that are necessary for every employee. And there are two qualities that employers should be looking for when they source their employees. This verse I recited, قَالَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا يَا أَبَتِ اسْتَأْجِرْ إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ. Verily, the best type of person whom you can hire, the best employee whose services that you can source, will have two qualities. They will be al-qawi, they will be strong, and they will be al-ameen. they will be trustworthy. Ulama have mentioned under the commentary of this verse that these are two very important criteria and qualities and characteristics that should be present in every employee, in every person that is providing a service to somebody else. Sometimes it may not be an employer-employee relationship. Sometimes it may be a contractor, a consultant that is providing services. It may be an electrician, a tradesman, a plumber that is hired to do a certain amount of work. Anybody who is hired should have these two qualities, al-qawi, they should be strong, and al-ameen, they should have trustworthiness. And who was the greatest employee in all of time? Nobody else besides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially began as a shepherd. From approximately the age of 12 years, he would go out and he would tend to the sheep. And when he reached the age of 18 years, he then began to take out trade caravans on behalf of others. So whilst he was a shepherd, he would tend to the flock of the sister of Khadija radiallahu anha. And so he was already acquainted with her. Now, Khadija radiallahu anha was an extremely wealthy businesswoman. She had a lot of wealth and she would often send out trade caravans. But many times she would incur a loss because of the lack of trustworthiness of those who were her agents that were going out and taking her caravan on her behalf. Therefore, when she heard about the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his honesty, his integrity, his trustworthiness. Remember, from the Maktab days, we are told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prior to Nubuwa, he was known as Al-Amin. He was known as Al-Amin. So she says to him that if you take this trade caravan of mine out as my representative, you are working for me, I will pay you double the fee that is normally paid for this. This was what she was willing to pay for trustworthiness. Again, it is a lesson for each and every one of us that when you find somebody that has these qualities, and we'll also talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had this al-qawi, the strength. It doesn't only refer to physical strength, but business acumen and good skill. When you find somebody that has these two qualities, you should not be shy to pay them their worth. This is a failing as employers that we have, that when we find good people that have these two skills, we still do not want to pay them their worth. So she says to him that I will give you double the fee. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes out this caravan. And look at the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the employer says that I'm going to pay you extra, what should be the response of the employee? He tried as hard as he could to get even more profit. And it is mentioned in some narrations that he came back with double the profit than what was normally earned in this type of transactions. Subhanallah. Khadija radiallahu anha, the profit that she earned from this particular expedition was far more than the profit that she earned from other expeditions. So, as employees, when our employers are good to us, be it financially or otherwise, let us make sure that we exercise every endeavor to try and get the best deal, the best outcome, the best work for our employers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only was he trustworthy, not only was he honest, and this report came back to her. She had sent her slave Maysara along with him. And when he returned, he reported about the business conduct, the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in addition to that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also al-qawi. He also possessed that business acumen to ensure that he would get the best outcome for his employer. So these are the two qualities that we will discuss today. Number one, the quality of al-qawi. In the verse or in the context of the Quran, it refers primarily to the strength of Musa alayhi salam. But it also extends to the competence of the individual to do the job at hand. Whilst on the one hand it is physical strength, but it is also inclusive of the requisite skills to do the job. It also means that when we do a job, we should try and carry out the work with due care and competence. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in a hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ إِذَا عَمِلَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَمَلًا أَيْ يُتْقِنَهُ. that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves when one of you does a job, that he does it and he perfects it. When he does the job, he perfects it. Meaning that when we do a job, it should not be a half-baked job. It should not be substandard work. Sometimes you will find that we take on more than we can actually chew. Whether as an employee or whether as a service provider, we'll take on so many jobs and we are unable to give the due attention that is required to each job. Therefore, the quality that is carried out in that job is substandard. This is a major failing of our community. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that when you do a job, make sure that you do it extremely well. Make sure that you do it in such a way, contextualizing in today's terms, that you will get a 5-star Google review. That you will get a 5-star review. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Verily, Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that everything should be done with ihsan. Everything should be done in a good way, in a beautiful way. Another translation of this, al-ihsan, refers to أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. That when you have ihsan, what is ihsan? That you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see Him. And if you cannot see Him, then know very well that He is seeing you. What does this mean in the context of employment? It means that when I am doing my work, I am conscious of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching over me. I am conscious over the fact that with the right niyyah, with the right intention, this work that I am doing is a great act of ibadah. I am earning halal risk for my family. But I do it in such a way that I am conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at me. He is watching me. Every deal that I do, every transaction that I engage in, every conversation that I have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there and He is witness over it. And this brings us and introduces the second aspect that an employee, a service provider should have, and that is trustworthiness. Amanadari. This concept of trustworthiness, sadly, in every field, is slipping out of the ummah at an alarming pace. The concept of trustworthiness, whether it is trustworthiness in the employee-employer relationship, whether it is trustworthiness between husband and wife, between father and child, between the ustad and the madrasa and the student that is there, whether it is between neighbors, you will find that this amanatdari, which was a hallmark of our community, of our belief system, we find that particularly in our community, it is slowly seeping away. Why? Because we have forgotten that أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. That when you do anything, you should be cognizant of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is overseeing us. So when it comes to this aspect of trustworthiness, it's a very broad requirement and it encompasses many aspects of the employment relationship. The first thing that we should be cognizant of is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. And fulfill every contract, every commitment. Why? Because every commitment, every contract that you have entered into, every promise that you have made, you will be questioned about it. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, awfu bil uqud. O you who have brought iman, fulfill your covenants. An employee has got a contract with an employer. Whether it is a written contract, whether it is a verbal contract, or whether by custom for the work that they are doing. Of course, it is best to have everything written down very clearly to avoid any dispute later on. But there is a contract of employment that an employee enters into with an employer. And these contractual obligations are a requirement upon them to fulfill. We will discuss a few aspects of amanat, a few aspects of trustworthiness in the limited time that we have. Number one is amanat in time. Amanat in time. Every employee is generally contracted to work a certain number of hours in the day, the week, or the month. There is a start time and a finish time. We, as Muslim employees, must respect the working hours that have been decreed to us. This is the basis of the employment contract, the number of hours that we are expected to work. When we take payment from our employers, we expect payment in full and on time. And if we are not paid in full,
And if we are not paid on time, then we will raise an issue. But at the same time, we should be giving the full amount of time that is due to the employer for the amount, for the based on the contract that we have entered into. Whether it is doing other work during employment time, so we have a side hustle, and without the permission of the employer, we are engaging in the side hustle. Whether we are doing some personal work in that time, whether we are attending to personal issues, somebody is not well, some aunt we are visiting, or we are calling on the phone. Yes, within reason, there will be times when a person has to look and attend to an emergency. But this should not be the norm. Whether it is us abusing that relationship that we have with the employer, we need to be very careful of this. The example of our asatiza, the example of our akabir was such that in times gone past, you would find that the ustad in the Darul Ulum, and these are documented incidents, that if he was teaching and he was contracted to teach for 5 hours a day, and somebody happened to come and ask him a question, a masla of deen, not related to what he was teaching, then he would attend to that in a very short space of time. But at the end of the month, he would keep a note of the amount of time that he spent outside of teaching. And he would then return that amount, proportionate amount of salary back to the madrasa, because it was not time that he spent teaching and what he contracted for what he was contracted to do. In the same way, some of our akabir, whilst they were teaching, if somebody came to ask them something, they would move off the seat, the cushion where they were sitting, and they would sit next to it, and they would mention that this cushion, this pillow that I'm resting on, this is the property of the madrasa. And this property is there for me whilst I am engaged in the work of the madrasa. But when I have moved away and I'm doing something else, I'm not allowed to use this particular cushion in that particular area. Then we have amanat in terms of honesty and transparency. As employees, we have access to confidential information. We have access to confidential discussions within closed doors and within the four walls of the boardroom. This is an amanat. Al-majalisu bil-amana. Those gatherings that we have, they are trusted gatherings. We are not allowed, from a Sharia perspective, to divulge confidential information to anybody else. Then we have amanat in terms of our honesty, our transparency with our employers, with their customers, with their representatives. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that ayatul munafiqi thalath, that the signs of a hypocrite are three. Idha hadatha kadhaba, that when he speaks, he lies. Wa idha wa'ada akhlafa, when he makes a promise, boss, I'm going to be there at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, but he only pitches up at 10 o'clock. After I finish Jumu'ah lunch, I'm going to come back to work. But he doesn't come back to work. And nowadays, many people have the work from home policy. The work from home policy. And so they have the luxury of working from home, where nobody is there to supervise them. But they should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching them. That if they are going to pretend that they are working, if they are going to pretend that they are online, but in reality, they are sleeping, they are playing a game, they are relaxing with their family, this is a khiyana, this is a betrayal of the amanat that the employer has given them. Then, another guideline is that we should have amanat in terms of not abusing one's position. When we are in a position as an employee, we have been given that position as a position of trust. We should not abuse that position. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, "Man ista'malnahu ala 'amalin farazaqnahu rizqan fama akhadha ba'da dhalika fahuwa hulul." That when we have appointed somebody and we have employed somebody and we have given them a stipulated wage, and thereafter they take something else over and above that, then this is known as hulul. What is hulul? This is a betrayal, a financial betrayal. This is a deception. This is not permissible for this individual. So sometimes in a position of authority, when we are an employee, perhaps somebody comes to us and says, look, if you give me this business, then I'll give you a kickback. Make sure you give me the business, I'll ensure 5% on the back end for you. Or give this business to my friend and you know he'll take care of you. He'll give you something. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is cautioning us against. We are in a position of authority. When it comes to how we interact with those that are below us,
whether it is how we speak to them, how we treat them, whether we engage with them in an inappropriate manner. Many times there are complaints of individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them. Outwardly, they are dressed according to the sunnah. They have the sunnah libas. They are members of different groupings. But you will find that they are abusing that position when it comes to female employees. They are taking advantage of those female employees. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So my respected friends and elders, our time has run out. The summary of today's talk is that we spoke about the rights of employees in a previous discussion. Today we spoke about the rights of employers, which on the other side is also the characteristics of a good and pious employee. Number one, they should be strong, whether it is physically or mentally strong. They should be competent to do the work that they are doing, and they should do it to the best of their ability. Number two is this very important aspect of amana, this aspect of trustworthiness. The employee should be trustworthy in all aspects, whether it is in terms of the time that they engage in, whether it is in terms of the work that they do, whether it is the trust of the position that they have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us with the correct understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all good employees, good contractors, good service providers. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.